May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Amen. There are some weeks, and one is coming up soon, when my response to the lectionary readings is, "Really, Lord? You want me to say something about that?" And then there are other weeks, and this is one of them, when my response to the lectionary readings, which are also good, is, "Oh Lord, how can I choose between each one?" I do feel a little sorry that the 7-week chunk of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians falls at the same time as the beginning of Jesus' teaching ministry, because I find it hard to ignore the Matthew readings. But today I will indeed be ignoring Corinthians, because the gospel passage today is really important to the telling of who Jesus is and what his coming means. And Matthew tells it to highlight an aha, really, giving us a chance to discover more little epiphanies, more events about Jesus that clearly shows something abstract, something new. For this reading introduces that first big chunk of teaching of Jesus, which we commonly call the Sermon on the Mount, where he came to say to fulfill the law, but seemed to overturn its meaning. Now, the Isaiah reading is chosen, of course, because it complements Matthew's story. The prophecy of Isaiah was fulfilled, it said. And we're intended to read it in terms of the future, and then Matthew in terms of its being fulfilled. And as you know, this is one of the key ways that the early Christians connected their experiences to the stories of the people of Israel. We read the passage only a few weeks ago at Christmas, and it goes on to say, "For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders." But the emphasis of Isaiah today is the light and the darkness. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Epiphany is the season of light. And in Scripture, light means God's presence made visible. And that is what Jesus is and does. Jesus' ministry starts in Galilee. Not only does that fulfill the promise from Isaiah, but also it connects to the theme of Epiphany. Even the Gentiles would be part and parcel of God's plan for humanity. For Galilee is associated with the Gentiles, with the nations. Its Jewish communities there were the people who walked in darkness. Also, the other communities, the mainly Greek and Roman ones, they were the people who lived in a land of deep darkness. So from the beginning of Jesus' ministry, even though he came for the people of Israel, so he said, his light shone upon all in Galilee. But to really see this story today, to really understand its significance, to really shine the light on it, you must go back to the beginning of Matthew chapter 3 and the ministry of John the Baptist. And you really need to compare that story with today's, because then you will see the literary technique that Matthew used to highlight the difference that Jesus makes. For he records these two events in a way to show us something abstract, to be an epiphany for us.
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea. This is the one whom the prophet Isaiah spoke.
The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 4. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah.
The forerunner, the one who came before the light, was in the wilderness, and the people came to him. The one who came to bring light went amongst the people. He travelled alongside them.
He proclaimed, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near."
From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near."
They both spoke the same message. But how different did it sound?
When he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?"
As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon and Peter.
"One who is more powerful than I is coming. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire."
Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And they left their nets and followed him. So too James and John, sons of Zebedee.
Unlike John, Jesus apparently doesn't mention confession and remorse or forgiveness here. Repentance is seen more as a change of direction for him, a new set of values, a readying of oneself for a life lived in the kingdom of heaven. Did you hear the differences between those stories? The differences between the expectation and the reality. With Jesus, we experience an epiphany, a new understanding. The light makes things clear. A study I read this week puts it like this. John was proclaiming the closeness of the kingdom of heaven and repentance because when the Lord came, it would be to punish those who had not taken advantage of the last change. The Lord is about to come and it is fearsome. Jesus, on the other hand, is preaching that because the closeness of the kingdom of heaven, one should begin a new life. Matthew makes this difference explicit without criticizing John the Baptist, but nevertheless showing just how radically different each message is. When the light shines in the world, everything is made clear. Everything is made clear and everything is made new. The difference between preaching about the one to come and the one actually present is made very clear in the gospel story. Jesus calls, promising people empowerment, and they follow. Immediately, leaving their old ways behind, they come for new life. Jesus taught throughout Galilee to the people in darkness to show the truth of his promise by physical signs of healing. And his fame spread, as we read, already to the nations as promised in Isaiah, already to those in Syria. And they brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains, and he cured them. And great crowds followed him from even more nations, Decapolis, Judea, and across the Jordan. So here today we have a scene set out before us. God's kingdom has been announced. Repentance has been called for, a change in direction, a change of values. People have been called to follow and do so willingly. Physical signs and healings show with power that something new is happening, and the crowds gather. And the scene is set for Jesus' teaching, for the Sermon on the Mount. The spotlight is now firmly on Jesus. We have a notion of how Jesus' presence reveals that the kingdom is near. We have some hint of the power and the scope of divine rule he represents. His presence that moves people to break with their past and their previous loyalties, that miraculously heals broken bodies, is about to confront us in the next few weeks with his teaching. So, Epiphany, the light has shined. How will you respond? Are you willing to look? Is the light too bright? Do you cover your eyes? Or do you get up eagerly and follow? Grant us wisdom grant us courage, serving you whom we adore.